From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. The UN Security Council is expected to meet later today to discuss the latest North Korean missile test. This time it was a mid-range missile capable of carrying a nuclear warhead that was fired over Japan. The rocket, believed to be a Hwasong-12 intermediate-range rocket, broke apart and fell into the Pacific waters off Hokkaido. Pyongyang launched a communications satellite atop a rocket that flew over Japan in 2009. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said the North's reckless action is unprecedented and a serious and grave threat to his nation. A spokesman for South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff, Ro Jae-jong, said despite the repeated warnings, the North launched its 13th ballistic missile this year from the vicinity of Sunan, that's near Pyongyang. Australian Foreign Minister Julie Bishop called the launch provocative, dangerous, destabilizing, and threatening.
To fire a missile over the territory of another nation is threatening, dangerous, and provocative. North Korea is in breach of numerous UN Security Council resolutions and is acting illegally.
The latest missile launch comes in the midst of a joint military exercise by U.S. and South Korea that Pyongyang has repeatedly denounced. A European African summit in Paris on migration Monday agreed to a plan to try and stem the flow of illegal human trafficking and support nations that are struggling to contain the flow of people across the desert and the waters of the Mediterranean. This is VOA News.